Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. The Rodecaster has a glowing green record button. It calls to me when I'm sitting at my desk. It says, "You want to record?" And it makes it so easy. All I have to do is push the button. It turns red and my mic turns on and I can say whatever I want into it. And I can delete it if I don't like what I heard. And I can mount it as a USB drive on my computer and export the data and upload it for you all to listen to. And hopefully I will do that with this. We'll see. So about 2 years ago, I got a treadmill, and it was one of those things. It was it was that or a YMCA membership, I guess. And I ended up using the treadmill to, it was about the time I'd already lost about 100 pounds. And I was ready to start doing some exercise, and that, always going for a walk always felt good. So I said, okay, well, maybe I can start running at some point. So my first foray on our treadmill here at home was, it was a couple miles. It wasn't anything special. It wasn't even particularly fast. And I don't consider myself particularly fast now, but I do run. And I remember that I had a Mi Band to track my heart rate and try and keep things in zone two. That was always my goal from listening to Vinny Tortorich is to, if you're gonna exercise, you want to be in fat burning zone, make sure you keep your heart rate in zone two. And it was really hard at the beginning because I was not very physically fit and I definitely had some issues. I had to improve my cardiovascular bits. And so for those who don't know, zone two is 180 beats per minute minus your age, plus 5 beats per minute if you are physically fit, which I can do that now. And so for me, that number is 133 or something like that. I think it's about my number, or maybe 138. You can get a few clicks higher, I guess. But anyway, that is but the idea is you want to keep your heart rate below that. Now I've also got another way to figure out if I've started burning more than my body could produce too. I check my blood glucose, and not every time, but if I check it before I go out for a run, and I check it when I come back, and if it's the same or give or take, then I've done good. If it's higher when I come back, then yes, I've probably burned through all of my, I've hit through the glycogen stores, and was going faster than my fat, than I could burn fat, and so then my liver kind of pumped out some glucose and said, here, you clearly need this, and that causes your blood glucose to go up. And in fact, I did a run where I did almost a 9.5 minute mile, give it just about, which for me is very fast. This is the fastest I've gone. Cause again, I'm not usually doing like 12, 13 minute miles. It's about where I'm at most of the time. I was one of those days where I needed some stress relief. And so I decided I would go for, I would go hard, and I was listening to music rather than podcasts, and that almost always causes me to go faster. And so, but when I did that, oh yeah, my blood sugar was like 160 milligrams over per deciliter, right? Which is a lot. It's a diabetic range of blood sugar. You shouldn't be that high. But of course, that was to be expected in the circumstances, and it came down. It didn't stay there. Just so you know, I mean, we do talk about your blood sugar, and yes, what you eat does impact it, but a lot of other things do too, right? And your liver can certainly contribute to that. So in most of the time, if you want to build your aerobic capacity, you can do that by, zone two training. And so, yeah, that's how I check. If I'm really staying in zone two, yes, of course, I've got the Apple Watch to tell me, and it's not perfect. It sometimes says my heart rate is a lot higher than it actually is. It's just the nature of the beast, I guess. But also how I can really tell is, again, my blood sugar. When I'm done, if I prick my finger and it's like much higher than it was when it started, then I probably did start burning, you know, I burned through my glycogen, and so therefore I needed more glucose, and so my liver happily provided it, and that's something the liver does. So yeah, you can, you know, that's something you gotta be aware of with all this stuff, is that your liver does play a role in this, and it can gluconeogenesis kicks in sometimes, and you get more glucose whether or not you ate something. But of course the diet is something that you definitely can control what you eat. And certainly I've maintained my, I have days where I've gone off the rails a little bit, but no sugars, no grains, no seed oils. And it's been in the last 2 years. Yeah. I've probably lost almost another 50 pounds or so. But I've also had to learn like how not to do it too much. Cause last year I did 2,760 miles of running, and I probably overdid it a few times, and I hurt myself, and that's not good. I think something I stumbled on my own, but I heard about in a podcast recently, is the concept of no zero days. Now, in cybersecurity, you definitely do not want to run into a zero day, right? Because you'll have a really bad day if a zero day is used in your environment and you're not ready for it, right? But a no zero day in this case means that every day you do something for your physical fitness. And sometimes you don't have time to do it. And other days you've got more time, but you make the time. And I think I'm proud to say that in my physical fitness journey, I've really been able to, I've gone more than a year of completing all of my movement rings on my, or, you know, my movement ring on my Apple Watch. In fact, the day that I missed was the day I flew to Bangkok, which is one of the last trips I did. It's good. And that's a whole nother thing. It's been more than a year since I've traveled somewhere, and it's kind of weird. That's the longest I've been home in 25 years. But one thing I've still managed to do, even on days where, as I said, I went a little bit too hard and I injured myself. I didn't listen to my body, right? And I overdid it. And even on those days where I'd injured my knee or my leg or something, and running just was not going to happen. But I still went out and walked, right? I still got my blood rate going, and I still did that because I did it outside. Of course, fortunately it was the middle of summer, so I could actually get away with that. But that's what, you still do something, right? And I think that's the important thing, is that if you want to achieve anything, really, you have to put forth the consistent, persistent effort to make that happen. And it's not always going to be perfect. I know perfect practice makes perfect is what Vince Lombardi used to say, right? Back in the day, but also don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, right? So, make positive steps, do the things that you need to do. And, when you make a mistake, which you're going to do, and trust me, I've made my share of mistakes, particularly last year, that you get right back on the horse and you just start over, right? There isn't, as far as moving the right direction, there is no point of no return. You can know, when it comes to your diet or your exercise or whatever, there is, you can always start again, and you can always get in the right direction. There's no like, okay, yeah, I screwed up, and I didn't eat the meat the right way, I didn't eat grass-fed beef or whatever, I can't get the perfect stuff. Well, you do what you can, right? And there's, I think you just have to, you gotta do what you can, but there's a lot of wrong ways to do it, of course, but there's a lot of right ways too. And even if you can't get it exactly perfect, you do the best you can. And you will get where you're going, but it takes consistent, persistent effort, for sure. And this is something I've been, so this concept of no zero days is, resonates with me very strongly, because it's something that,
Yeah, it's something that that I've been doing. It's something I've been living, not something I've, you know, I wasn't trying to do a marathon or something like that. And I'm still not trying to do a marathon. Yeah, who knows? Maybe I can do a marathon. But I'm still putting forth the effort. And my, you know, my goal is really just to improve my health and get to something that, you know, something that's normal, right? Or, you know, I don't know what is normal. Of course, the, you know, I guess the way they define normal these days is that you, that, yeah, it's normal is a sick population. And so, you know, maybe I'd be abnormal at that point is, you know, because I would actually be healthy. I won't be, you know, trying to be not one of the 88% of Americans who, you know, who have a, you know, metabolic dysfunction or whatever. I want to be one of the 12% that are healthy. So, that's what I'm trying to do anyway. And I still got a little ways to go, but I'm not, and who knows if I will actually get there or not, but I think I'm moving in the right direction. And, you know, I'm proud of the progress I've made, and you just have to keep working at it. But, you know, in for anybody that wants to get started, I mean, you just get started, you know, go read Vinnie Tortorich's PDF. And there's no sugar, no grains. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, there's more things you can do and you can always dial it in and you can always get, you know, you might have to make some variations for your own particular needs, but the concepts are pretty straightforward and anybody can do them. And it doesn't require, you know, a ton of money or whatever. You can find ways to make it work. That's the, you know, and that's you, but you have to want to do it. That's the thing. I don't think anybody can, you know, I think I can say, yeah, do these things, but if you're not willing to do it, then you're not willing to do it. And I can't help you with that. But all right. I think I've spoken long enough here. That's the problem. This thing lets me just keep going and going and going and going.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.